And right now, glad to have joining us Mike Meadows sitting down. Congratulations.
Doing?
How are you doing, first of all? How's the back feeling? You ended up playing maybe some more minutes than everybody thought, but I think it was just kind of, let's get you out there, see how you feel. It seemed like you kind of eased yourself into it.
Yeah, I had to. I had to see where I was at. But at the end of the day, man, it feels great to get out there with my guys. I'm very thankful for my coaching staff. We got a great group of guys here, man. I'm so happy. And then to win on top of that is awesome. That's what you play for. You play to win. So that's all that matters to me.
I saw your mood kind of shift into overdrive when you hit that first three in the first half, and you just kind of settled your system. You finally felt like yourself again. How important was it to see the kind of those first couple shots go down?
Yeah, I mean, that's big. I mean, you hit something like that after being out for a few games and your team's been doing well. You know, it feels good just to be out there and contribute, man. I mean, it's awesome. It's an awesome feeling. Like I said, it's all about winning, and I'm happy we were able to continue to do that tonight.
You ended up 4 of 7, so 12 points, 2 assists, 4 rebounds. You didn't seem like you took any big blows or anything like that. They got some big boys out there, and they caused you some problems. Alfonso Anderson,
he
was a problem.
Yeah, man, Alfonso's really good. I actually know him. He's a good guy, man. He's a great player. I'm happy for him on his senior night.
Defensively, you struggled at times, obviously, but then down the stretch, you go on a run. You really shut them down. What was the key finding whatever it was that was going to allow you to get stops?
Yeah, I mean, we bring all the guys together and say, this is the turning point in the game. These last 4 minutes, this last segment, we have to win. We have to get stops. We have to come together. We have to rebound and limit them to one shot. And on the other end, get the best shot available. And I feel like we were able to do that. We made our free throws down the stretch, so that's big as well.
And now you've got your main six. And so, you kind of have six starters. Any of those guys can start depending on matchups or wherever it may go down the stretch. Santa Clara, it's a quick turnaround. I think these next 24 hours are almost more important for you to see how your back reacts to playing hard and going in game situations for 35 minutes. I think we wish we didn't have a bus ride for you, but
no doubt.
It's nice, okay, bus should be comfy.
Oh yeah, I'll be fine.
But turning around now, looking ahead to Santa Clara, I know you guys are a little upset at how things turned out, not getting them at home. How much does that play into your preparation for that game, the final game of the regular season, trying to keep this winning streak going?
Yeah, I mean, down the stretch, every game is huge, right? I mean, you're trying to catch teams in the standings, and then really focusing on ourselves and just building and continue to get better amongst ourselves and learning every game. And I think we did that again tonight, like I said.
Well, have you ever seen Tyler Robertson miss 3 free throws in a game?
I haven't, but best believe I'm going to get on him about that. You know? Nah, I'm just kidding. That's my brother right there. But he'll be okay. He'll bounce back. I know he was on a bit of a streak, so I know he's upset he broke that.
Yeah, it was 34 in a row. We weren't saying boo. We know the announcer jinx. And
yeah, you don't want to jinx
it. We let that one go. It's a tough sight angle with that weird balcony back there, and you guys missed a few in the first half. So, but still up around 75%. So, what does this team need to focus on now? You know, Santa Clara. You know, a lot of those guys on that team. They've come from some other places. What's going to be the key as they got a big victory tonight as well over Pepperdine?
Nice. Yeah. I mean, again, it's just building off ourselves and building off this win and continue to learn. We'll get together tonight. We'll watch a lot of film. We'll lock in on them. We got a bus ride to do that, so that's important for us. Rest up, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, it's great to see you back out there being effective, being loose, and we look forward to having you on Saturday at Santa Clara and then at the West Coast Conference Tournament.
I appreciate you.
There you go. Mike Meadows, kind enough to stop by. He is our Alaska Airlines player of the game.